The Senate Committee on Business, Professions, and Economic Development will come to order. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for being here. As we continue to take some precautions to manage ongoing COVID risks, the Senate continues to welcome the public and has provided access to both in-person and teleconference participation for public comment. For all individuals wishing to provide public comment, the participant toll-free number and access code is posted on our committee website, and I will announce it now. Today's participant number is 844-291-6364, and the access code is 141-11140. I will maintain decorum during this hearing, as is customary, and any individual who is disruptive may be removed from the remote meeting service or have their connections muted. We are holding today's committee hearing in our 1021 O Street location. I ask all members of the committee to be present in room 1200 so that we can establish a quorum. We do not have a quorum present, so we will begin as a subcommittee. Senator Laird, welcome. We are considering SB 1259. Please proceed when you are ready.
Thank you, Madam Chair and committee members, and thank you for meeting so soon after session. SB 1259 ensures that pharmacists can distribute more innovative reversal agents, otherwise known as antagonists, which was fascinating to me as terminology, because antagonists is usually people we deal with in other forms. And these antagonists are faster and more effective to reverse overdose in cases involving fentanyl than what has traditionally been used in recent years. Opioids, mainly synthetic opioids, including fentanyl, are currently the main driver of drug overdose deaths. Per the Centers for Disease Control, the rates of these deaths involving synthetic opioids other than methadone, which includes fentanyl and fentanyl analogs, increased over 56% just from 2019 to 2020. To help battle the surge in overdoses of fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that is 50 to 100 times stronger than morphine, the National Institute of Health called for public and private investments to develop longer-lasting and stronger-acting opioid antagonists. Researchers are developing the next generation that will use molecules other than naloxone, a medicine that rapidly reverses an opioid overdose by quickly restoring normal breathing that is slowed or stopped, that will last longer and only require one dose. SB 1259 provides the statutory authority needed to equip pharmacists with the ability to distribute the most appropriate and effective opioid antagonists in the public. Right now, it is drug-specific. This would allow it, as new drugs are developed, to make those available. The bill enjoys bipartisan support, no votes, no registered opposition. It's supported by the Board of Pharmacy, by the California Retail Association, and the National Association of Drugstore Chains. And so I appreciate your time and request an iPhone.
Thank you, Senator Laird.
And I don't have any main witnesses, even though I suspect there might be some people on the phone.
Today. Very good. And before we get to that, we're going to establish a quorum. Madam Assistant, please call the roll.
Leyva?
Here.
Leyva here. Melendez? Archuleta?
Here.
Archuleta here. Bates?
Here.
Bates here. Becker? Dodd?
Here.
Becker here. Dodd? Eggman? Hurtado?
Here.
Hurtado here. Jones?
Here.
Jones here. Min? Newman?
Min, they just called your name.
Min.
Here.
Min
here.
Min here. Newman. Choa Bogue.
Here. That's a good sign.
Here. Pan.
Present. Here.
Pan here. Roth.
Great. Thank you very much. A quorum has been established. First, we will move to any support here in room 1200. Please come forward.
Madam Chair and Member Sylvia Solis-Shaw here on behalf of the City of Santa Monica in support.
Thank you very much. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Moderator, do we have anyone who wishes to express their support for SB 1259?
Thank you. And to express your support for SB 1269, please press 10 at this time. Go to line 10. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon. This is Lindsay Colhorn with the California Retailers Association and the National Association of Chain Drug Stores in support. Thank you.
Thank you.
In one moment here, we have one more. Thank you for your patience here. Be just a moment.
No problem.
And we'll open line 9. Please go ahead.
Hi, this is Matthew Welsh with Opium Pharmaceuticals, and we support this bill, and I'm also available for any further questions as well.
Thank you.
And currently none further in queue.
Terrific. Thank you, moderator. All right, we'll now go to opposition. Is there anyone here in 1200 who wishes to oppose? Seeing no one. We will go to the lines. Madam Moderator, if you could bring anybody on the line who wishes to oppose SB 1259, please.
Please press 10 at this time. And currently nobody in queue.
Great. Thank you very much. All right, let's go ahead and bring it back to the committee. Senator Pan, please proceed.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And Senator Laird, first of all, I do appreciate what you're trying to accomplish with the bill. I do have one concern that I just wanted to raise. So basically what this bill is that it takes the current law, which is talks about one specific drug, naloxone, which we know the safety profile and so forth, changes to a class, opioid antagonist. I want to thank the staff for the analysis. All the existing drugs that kind of fit in that class certainly have no concerns about. We may not, there may be, you know, again, just trying to future cast, right? Although probably unlikely, there's a possibility you could have a opioid antagonist that may have a safety profile where someone may question whether it would be appropriate just to have it dispensed by a pharmacist or something in the future. So we don't know whether that'll be the circumstance or not. So I guess I will be supporting your bill, but I think the one thing I would probably, the caveat I would put in is that I would urge the Board of Pharmacy to monitor which drugs are approved under this class, and if there's any concerns of that nature, that they should share that with the legislature in case we need to make any sort of modification if this does pass and become code, to the code, so to ensure that we maintain the safety of the public and that the opioid antagonists that are available to be dispensed have the kind of safety profile that we expect, that we are anticipating as we're voting on it today. So with that, certainly supporting your bill, but I just want to raise that caveat. Thank you.
And Madam Chair, could I make a comment on that?
Yes,
you may. Thank you. First, I appreciate that. And I think there's FDA approval, and it is a low likelihood. But having said that, I would happily commit to joining with you that if this bill is passed and signed into law, about jointly writing a letter to the Board of Pharmacy expressing this concern so they make sure that they monitor it going forward.
Thank you, Senator Laird, and I appreciate that. And I'd make note that when FDA approves a drug, we have many, in fact, opioids themselves are FDA approved, so they can have different kinds of safety profiles. But thank you so much, Senator Laird, and I look forward to working with you on that.
Thank you.
Thank you, Senator Pan. Members, further questions, comments, or concerns?
Madam Chair.
Yes, Senator Archuleta.
Yeah. Thank you, Madam Chair. Senator, great bill, and I think it's the more the public knows about the hazards, about the opioids and so on. My question to you is, will there be any publications, any material that the pharmacists can give to the general public to bring a further awareness? And I know that the pharmacists are taking additional training time, but if the general public doesn't understand the hazards, the danger, and overdosing and so on, so maybe the association can put together a PR program, something to give to the general public. I hope you might look into that. What do you think?
I would happily look into it. And the thing about it is there is great outreach on the hazard of the drugs. But the question is whether there's the outreach appropriately to the response. And I think that's what we would have to make sure that we worked on. And the pharmacists are really in support of this, as particularly the Board of Pharmacy and some of the retailers. And so I think we're in a position to work with them to make sure that there's some outreach so that people know, because it's not useful unless people know.
Sure. And in that light, of course, in the Spanish-speaking world and other languages, if they can create these pamphlets, it would really help. And it's not just geared at one, but it goes across the spectrum of all languages and so on. So we need to get the general public involved to realize that if they're going to participate, you know, let's share the knowledge to their families and so on, and the dangers.
I like that. And Senator Bates speaks Spanish, and she's going to have a lot of time on her hands, so maybe we can recruit her to help with that out.
There you go.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Senator Jones.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think Senator Bates is going to be busy being a supervisor in Orange County. But with that, I'll move the bill for approval. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Other questions, comments, concerns? Seeing and hearing none. Senator Laird, would you like to close?
I appreciate the discussion, and I respectfully ask for an aye vote.
Thank you, sir. The bill has been moved by Senator Jones. Madam Consultant, please call the roll.
SB 1259, motion is that the assembly amendments be concurred in. Leyva?
Aye.
Leyva, aye. Melendez? Archuleta?
Aye.
Archuleta, aye. Bates?
Aye.
Bates, aye. Becker?
Aye.
Becker, aye. Dodd? Eggman?
Aye.
Eggman, aye. Hurtado?
Aye.
Hurtado, aye. Jones?
Aye.
Jones, aye. Min?
Aye.
Min, aye. Newman?
Aye.
Newman, aye. Ochoa Bogue?
Aye.
Ochoa Bogue, aye. Pan?
Aye.
And aye. Roth?
Very good. That bill has 11 votes, and we are going to go ahead and call it. 11 ayes and no noes. That bill is out. Thank you, members, very much for being here promptly. And thank you, everyone who came or called in. If your comments were not heard, please feel free to send them to the committee. And the Committee on Business Professions and Economic Development is adjourned.